Marshall, Portis, Beasley, Brown, Herb Jones, all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Thursday, March 28th. We're talking DraftKings and we're doing it after this. But first, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. And then it's baseball season, folks. Want to sign up at Stochastic? Do it like this. Any MLB package at stochastic.com. 30% off using the promo code Dinger. Projections, ownership, sims, lineup generator, premium Discord, and more. Top stacks, top batters, top pitchers. We've got what you're looking for. Weekly packages, monthly packages. Link in the description. But if it's easier for you, go to stochastic.com and enter the promo code Dinger when you sign up. That's going to get you 30% off your first payment. First up at number five, we have CJ McCollum, point guard only, 7,200, projected 41, goal 34, winning lineup 48% of the time. To me, very easy to get to. 35 minutes, taking it on Milwaukee, who's an average defense, average pace. No Brandon Ingram around, so CJ's going to be over 1.1 fantasy points per minute. 21 points, 5 assists, 5 boards, and a stock and a half. But really, for this size slate, just two games, 7,200 for CJ, it's tough for him to have a bad game. In at number four, we have Trey Murphy, shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 6,200, projected for 32. The goal is 28, winning lineup 54% of the time. I went 32 minutes for Murphy. Again, we have no Brandon Ingram around. It's a great spot for Murphy. Minutes are up, touches are up. Taking on Milwaukee, 17 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and a stock and a half. But you're getting shooting guard, small forward eligibility, and that flexibility is massive. DeAndre Hunter in at number three, small forward, power forward eligible, 5,500, projected for 28. The goal's 25. He's in the winning lineup 56% of the time. I have him in for 31 minutes. These guys are still shorthanded. No Onyeka Okongwu, no Trae Young, no Jalen Johnson. He's going to be around 0.9 fantasy points per minute. Just happens to be a pretty tough matchup. They are 17.5 point underdogs against the Boston Celtics. 17 points for DeAndre Hunter, 4 boards, an assist and a half, and a stock. But again, MPEs are big on a two-game slate. Any extra flexibility you can get allows way more for your roster construction. In at number two, we have Vit Krejci, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 4K, projected for 19. The goal is 16.5. He's in the winning lineup 63% of the time. I have him in for 30 minutes. Now, he is not a good per-minute guy. A little bit over 0.6 fantasy points per minute, but he is playing 30 minutes or more. You're hoping this game can be competitive enough for him to get to 30 minutes. 7.5 points on 14% usage, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, maybe a stock. But at 4K, you got to pay down somewhere. If you want to pay up for someone, you have to have somebody at the bottom end too. And Vic Krejci's price helps. My number one contender, though, is Bogdan Bogdanovic. Shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 6,300. Projected for 33. The goal is 29, and he is in the winning lineup 63% of the time. I have him in for 33 minutes. He's going to be in and around a fantasy point per minute, even in this difficult spot. It's mostly scoring. 17 points, 4 assists, 3 boards, and a stock and a half. But shooting guard, small forward, mid-tier price. No matter if we open up more value or not, Bogdanovic's price and position will keep him at the top of the list all day. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Thursday, March 28th. FanDuel version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.